the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And we got a Saturday special. Back-to-back games late in the season. This is an NFL tradition unlike any other, which means it spreads out the viewership, and I'm a big fan and proponent of that. Nice little pairing with Gonzaga and Iowa and the enormous college basketball slate. It's going to be a bettor's paradise on Saturday, to say the least. So in this episode, Lundy, I want us to just focus on the pair of NFL games from a player props perspective. We're going to get to that in the Fade 5. But in the two matchups, whether it's Carolina-Green Bay in the opener or in the nightcap or evening cap, Buffalo-Denver. Actually, that Buffalo-Denver game's before the Carolina-Green Bay game. What do you like in terms of side? What do you like in terms of total? What is the best bet on the board in one of those two categories?
You know, I'm actually going to take Buffalo. I'm going to give up the points in this one, despite the fact that Denver has looked a little bit better, certainly looked better last week against the Panthers. They are still so depleted in their secondary. Yeah. I think Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs can take advantage of those injuries, and I think Buffalo winds up winning by a touchdown or better. I'm not feeling very comfortable about the total. I know it's sitting right around 50. That one I'm not probably going to touch, but I do like the idea of Buffalo being able to win by a touchdown. Look, Brad, you and I talked about it on the TV show. They've got the chance to win the division for the first time in 25 years,
yeah.
And I think they're salivating at that opportunity, and I think they're going to get it done at Mile High on Saturday.
Definitely a mouthwatering opportunity and a kind of a semi-homecoming of sorts for Josh Allen, of course, just up the road there, played in Laramie in Wyoming. I think that's an excellent call. I, however, am going to go with the Carolina Panthers, a Fighting Sir Purse, plus the 8.5. And if you look at some of the sports books that are out there, that's an extraordinary value if you want to take the Carolina side. That's at DraftKings as we speak. I think the Panthers are going to keep this sucker close. They have enough offensive firepower to do so with Robbie Anderson. We'll see if Curtis Samuel can go. Maybe DJ Moore returns. He's questionable, but with Teddy Bridgewater there, Mike Davis has been trucking over fools this year. We may have a prop on him a little bit later on. Wink, wink, nod, nod, hint, hint in this broadcast. I think they'll backdoor their way into a 7-point loss and scoring that plus 8.5 on the cover because Green Bay's defense, rather atrocious. Not exactly putting up much of a fight this year. And look, if you want to get in on any NFL action or the NBA that's upcoming, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And look, it feels just like yesterday that LA lifted basketball's most coveted prize. Since then, we've introduced a new class of pro basketball players through the NBA draft and seen a few marquee names switch teams. Luckily for us sports fans, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is here to tip off the 2021 basketball season with a no-brainer offer for all customers, new and existing. If you haven't had DraftKings Sportsbook on your device, well, you need to download it now in your app store because you don't want to miss this. To celebrate the return of hoops, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a plus 75-point spread on the team of your choice on opening night. That's right. All you got to do is bet on any opening night team, and if your team doesn't lose by more than 75 friggin' points, you will double your money. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to get a plus 75-point spread action on opening night for a shot to double your money. That's code FTN to get a shot at doubling your cash money on opening night for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to the Saturday slate of Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's go ahead and dive in here on some of these player props. Let's start off with a guy that's having one whale of a season, Lundy. And that is Devontae Adams of the Green Bay Packers. The line at DraftKings Sportsbook is 87.5 yards over. And that could be a popular theme on this Saturday edition. I love Devontae Adams, man. Number one in the NFL and total target share, 33.3%. That's obscene. Number one in yak, number one in yards per route run at 3.03. He's gone over this number six times this season, and every time he has gone over the proposed threshold, it's by a wide margin because all those games have been 100-yard showings. He's got to get Tony Pride most often in coverage, and good luck, son. You better have some like horse tranquilizers, some elephant tranquilizers, something of that nature to try to slow down Davante Adams. Pride this season, 127.8 passer rating, 1.24 yards per snap allowed. Carolina as a collective, kind of middle of the pack in terms of yards allowed to the wide receiver position, and they've given up 7.1 YPA. Six wideouts have gone over this number on the year against them, but I don't know how on earth Pride is going to match up with Adams. I think it's going to be an embarrassment to his, well, I guess, quote-unquote, pride, Lundy. So, fade or follow, 87.5 yards on Davante Adams.
I think he once again hits the century mark, so I'm going to take the over on this one and follow your pick. Look, back at the NFL draft, everybody was talking about the draft of the Packers and wondering why they didn't bother to get Aaron Rodgers some help. Davante Adams looked at all those haters and said, hold my beer and watch this, because it turns out that Aaron Rodgers didn't need any help. All he needed was Davante Adams, because he is having an absolutely unreal season. And I agree with you, the matchup against Carolina favors him big time. This could be 8-9 catches over 100 yards, and of course, what does Davante Adams do? Catches touchdowns. So we're probably looking at a really nice stat line for those of you trying to make a little coin or maybe win your fantasy playoff.
Davante Adams gonna make you some serious green.
Number four.
All right, let's move on to that aforementioned matchup between the Denver Broncos and the Buffalo Bills. And let's talk about a veteran running back who's had a bit of a resurgence here down the stretch, and that is Melvin Gordon of the Denver Broncos. The proposed line here is 53.5 rush yards, and I am again taking the over on this one. He has gone over this number with relative ease in three of his last four. In fact, in weeks 11 through 14, on right around 61% of the opportunity share, Gordon has averaged 87 total yards per game with a pair of touchdowns on the season, an impressive 3.22 yak per attempt. That's top 15 at the position, and he's forced a missed tackle on 20.4% of his touches. Now, where the Bills are most flimsy is up front, as they have allowed 4.43 yards per carry, 99.3 rush yards per game, 11 rushing touchdowns, all just to the running back position. Seven plowshares have gone over this proposed threshold, again at the 53.5. So you pull it all together. I know Gordon's a little bit banged up, but I think he'll get ball in the belly probably 14, 15 times. And for Denver to be competitive in this game, they're going to have to establish him early and often. So, fade or follow my over 53.5 rush yards for Melvin Gordon.
I'm going to follow, but I will tell you that I'm going to be very curious to see whether the fact that both he and Philip Lindsay are technically on the Week 15 injury report listed as questionable. They're both going to go, but they are both listed as questionable. You got Philip Lindsay dealing with a hip injury. You got Gordon dealing with his shoulder. So as long as that doesn't bother him, you're right. Going up against this front for the Bills should favor Gordon, and he has had a really nice sort of late season resurgence here, showing at least some of the doubters as to why John Elway went out and signed him in the offseason, because the beginning of the season was definitely a question mark. As long as that shoulder's not bothering him too much, he should be able to plow through, and if he gets those 13, 14 carries, I think this is an easy over for him.
Make me a mile-high stack of cash, Melvin.
Number three.
All right, it's time for MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go to that DFS website right now and use the promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you sign up, you get a free $5 entry on the house just for being a new user. It's a very simple game. It's more or less, it's over under on all of your favorite player props. You know, string them together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on the over or the under, the more cash you stuff in your pockets this holiday season. Again, use that promo code FTN at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's talk about one of the most unheralded yet most consistent wide receivers in the NFL here, at least over the second half, and that is, sticking with the Denver Broncos team, Tim Patrick. And here is a line, 10.5 fantasy points in MKF. Remember, it's a full points per reception format, and it definitely favors a product out of Utah who is really surging here at the most opportune time for fantasy owners and also for bettors out there. Since week 9, 30 targets, 20 receptions, 289 yards, 4 touchdowns over that stretch, netting 14.5 yards per catch, and also a standout 5.75 yak per reception. Now, you get the Buffalo Bills. We know that Tre'Davious White is always lurking there, but Patrick likely to see a little Levi Wallace, who has been pretty good in terms of the advanced metrics, giving up just a 58 catch rate and 89.4 passer rate in his assignments. But 18 wideouts have gone over this 10.5 fantasy points line, and the Bills giving up 7.3 in terms of YPA, 13 touchdowns as well in 13 games to wide receivers. I think Patrick's going to find the end zone again because Drew Lock only has eyes for him in that area of the field. And if he can, you know, toss in another, you know, 40 receiving yards, well, there you go. You're right there at your 10.5, especially with that full PPR format. So fade or follow my over, Tim A, 10.5 fantasy points.
I love Tim Patrick, but man, this is a tight line because of what you just said. Despite the fact that it is a full point PPR that MKF uses, it is, I think, for him to hit this number, touchdown dependent.
Yep.
9 red zone targets over the course of the season. He is a guy that Drew Lock likes to look at. The question is, when they get down tight like that, will it be Tim Patrick? Will it be Noah Fant? Could it be one of the other 18 tight ends that the Broncos have on their roster due to all their different injuries they've dealt with? I'm going to follow you, but I'm with you that he's got to splash 6 to be able to get over this number. Otherwise, I think he winds up with, you know, say 4 or 5 catches for around 50 yards, and he winds up tucking just underneath it. So let's hope that he does, in fact, splash the red zone and get you the over.
Yeah, hopefully Patrick will have a handsome payday.
Number 2.
All right, let's get a Buffalo Bill here in the mix. And what about the league leader right now in terms of receptions per game, Stephon Diggs? Can you Diggs it? Hell yes, I can. On the over 6.5 receptions. Now, this has been juiced up like crazy, Lundy, and understandably so. It's at minus 182 as of recording time. And let me give you a little secret. You can parlay players at DraftKings Sportsbook from other games. So another line that I like, and we're going to get to this player here at number 1 in a minute for a different prop, but parlay Stephon Diggs on the 6.5 receptions over with Mike Davis on the 3.5 receptions over. Reduce the juice. It's actually a plus odds if you do that. And I think both are going to hit, and you'll have a nice little payday as a result of it. But getting back specifically just the 6.5 receptions for Diggsy, you know, he is number 2 to Davante Adams in overall target share at 29.4%. As I mentioned, the league leader in receptions per game at 7.7. He is over this number in 5 straight games. In fact, he's hit at least 10 receptions in 4 of his last 5. And Michael Ojemudia, or how do you pronounce that? Ojemudia, I think is how you pronounce it.
Ojemudia.
Third time's a charm. Thank you, Lundy. Our resident linguist here on the Faith and Oys podcast. He's given up just a 65.6, or not just, a very healthy 65.6 catch rate, 117.6 passer rating. 8 guys have gone over this number against the Broncos. Remember, they have no A.J. Boye, who was out due to PEDs, and he saw the results last week as Curtis Samuel and Robbie Anderson both had at least 7 receptions in that contest. So, Lundy the linguist, fade or follow the 6.5 receptions over on Stephon Diggs.
That is definitely not a description that has been used with me anytime recently. yes, I will take the over in this one because, again, I think I said it right at the open. It was why I was taking Buffalo with the minus 6 is because I think that, you know, as well as the Denver defense has performed this season despite all of their injuries, eventually that kind of crap catches up to you. And I think Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen are going to find ways to pick it apart, and that's going to mean a lot of catches. I think this is a 7-8 catch day for Stephon Diggs. I think he gets up over this number, and I like the suggestion, Brad. Parlay those two together. Find a player prop in one of the other games that you like, a la Mike Davis, and find a way to be able to bring that juice down, turn it into a plus number, and make it a payday.
Yeah, dash to the dollars with Digsy.
Number one.
All right, as I foreshadow, let's work on a little action here on Mike Davis. And again, the theme of today's podcast is clearly smashing the over. And we may be breaking out the sledgehammer on all of these, to be honest with you, especially on this line with Mike Davis. 54.5 rush yards. And again, I am hitting the over here. I also like that receptions prop, as I gave you, with Stephon Diggs to pair up to reduce that juice. The over on the 3.5 there for the running back of the Carolina Panthers. Look, you look at Green Bay. They have been Swiss cheese up front defensively, you know, trying to body up the run. They've given up 93.9 rush yards per game to the running back position, 4.49 yards per carry. 8 players have gone over this number. And just to kind of piggyback, they've also given up 5.7 receptions per game to the running back position, one of the highest marks in the league. That's why I like that over on the 3.5 catches for Davis. Davis, meanwhile, oh, yeah, he's just rendered Christian McCaffrey a system running back. Lundy, because he's going to get it done on a per-touch basis, one of the most efficient running backs in the league, 3.11 yak per attempt, and his 30.8 missed tackle percentage, number one in the NFL. Oh, and also, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this, he's hit the over on 54.5 rush yards in 2 of his last 3 games. So fade or follow, Mike Davis, the journeyman running back, over 54.5 rush yards.
Oh, okay. This continues to be the theme, right? On a Friday when I go 5 for 5 on the follow, is going to do it on this one. Look, I think he beats this number by 10 plus yards.
Yep.
I mean, I just think this is way too low. 54.5 is an easy one to be able to get past. I think he's going to be upper 60s, right around 70. Then, as you said, you add in some of the catches out of the backfield and the yards there. And I think he's going to be pushing. I think he's going to get close. He might not hit it, but he's going to be close to 100 total yards in this game. This is just a favorable opportunity for him, as you said, with Green Bay, as great as Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams have been. The defense is meh. So I think that despite the fact that Green Bay should win this game, Carolina is going to get points and going to move the ball up and down the field against that defense. And Mike Davis going to make it happen.
Yep. Get her done, Mike Davis. And that is a wrap for us here on the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos, and drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S. Get 10% off your subscription today. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.